Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ray, were you riveted like I was? Were you just glued to your phone or your computer monitor for all 41 minutes of Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee?
No, Chris. It's summertime, and I'm sure there will be plenty of opportunities at 1 p.m. every Tuesday during the season to be locked in on McAfee. I was not this past week.
Did you happen to hear anything after the fact, clips from Aaron Rodgers? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. And yeah, honestly, Chris, a lot of it was what, you know, Aaron told us in his little, gathering he did with us at minicamp. So, I know there was a headline there about this was probably his last season, but I think we all sort of knew that when he signed that one-year deal to begin with.
It did get me, though, thinking, Ray, when he said, yeah, this is pretty sure this is it, I think was the way he framed it. And the way he sounded certainly makes it think like he's more than pretty sure, like this really is done. I'll admit, Ray, and you know me pretty well, so you know that what I'm about to say is going to be stunning. It actually made me feel better about how this might go, because I was thinking back to Russell Wilson's time here last year, and Fields to a similar extent, although in a different place in his career. And I think there could be some clarity here between quarterback and coach that didn't exist last year, because Russell Wilson was playing for what he thought was another mega deal potentially. Fields was trying to prove that he belonged. I almost feel like Rodgers only wanting to go out on better terms than he did last year with the Jets and not having anything to prove might actually serve him well in his relationship with Tomlin and Arthur Smith and how this whole thing works.
Yeah, I think it's certainly more cut and dry, and I think you could look back on what happened with Justin Fields and sort of read into that and say, you know what, maybe that was part of the reason they didn't want to go for $40 million over 2 years. They didn't want to be tied to him, beyond a season if they were definitely going to draft a quarterback in 2026, which I think we all realize is something that's definitely on their agenda. They want to accomplish that, next spring. So, you know, when you look at what Justin got and you look at what Aaron got, in terms of guaranteed money, I can't remember exactly what Justin got, but I think it's over $20 million. And then you look at Aaron Rodgers, like 10 or 13, depending on what happens during the season. I think this was definitely the way to go if Aaron was going to be the guy, and obviously he finally made that call.
I know that Fields was well-regarded by his teammates last year. It was just obvious that Tomlin, saw him still as a very young player and just couldn't trust him enough with what he had done, and that's why he went with Russell Wilson. And I am going to ask you here, Ray, to kind of make an evaluation, and I know it's not on stuff that's on the field, but I will concede that Rodgers, when he's, forget about all the other stuff away from football that he talks about, but when he talks about actually being a teammate, I will concede that he sounds a lot more authentic and believable, that he is a good guy in that room, that he likes working with these guys, that he's excited to work with Arthur Smith, than I feel like Russell Wilson ever did. So how do you evaluate what I'm kind of bringing up there?
Yeah, I honestly didn't get the sense that Russ's personality was a huge issue in that locker room last season. I just think he played bad at the end of the season. But when you talk about Aaron, you never hear really a lot of complaints among his teammates about him being a leader or the type of person that he is in the locker room. I know that situation with Mike Williams unfolded last year. But if you look at the big picture and over the course of his two decades in the NFL, that was more of a one-off than, that's something that, took place year after year after year, especially when he was in Green Bay. So, yeah, I think this has a chance to work out, both for Aaron, who, as you mentioned, wants to finish his career on a better note than what he had in New York. And then most importantly, obviously, for the Steelers, a team that's looking to get back to the playoffs, but not only get back there, but to finally, if not win a game, put up a showing that is, halfway respectable, which I don't think they've done here in the last few attempts once they got to the postseason.
Post-Gazette Steelers beat writer Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the PM team. Ray, who needs a playoff win? Let's just say that. Let's call a successful season a playoff win, which honestly seems like their tacit admission that they would call that a success internally. Who needs it more this year, Aaron Rodgers or Mike Tomlin?
Well, it's got to be Mike Tomlin. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a first ballot Hall of Famer no matter what happens this year. He's going to get that gold jacket 5 years after he retires. You know, Mike Tomlin, I think, is a Hall of Famer, too. I think he's a shoo-in, but, you know, his legacy, especially if he continues to coach for many years beyond this, you know, his legacy has been somewhat, I'm not going to say tarnished, but I think there's, you know, a little bit more nuance to it after the last 10 or so years than there was when he was winning Super Bowls and getting the Super Bowls in his first five seasons in the league. So, yeah, I would say 100% Mike Tomlin. It would be nice if Aaron Rodgers could do that in his final NFL season, but I don't think his legacy or anything like that hinges upon it.
Ray, if Rodgers, say, doesn't get the Steelers to the playoffs, or if he does, but it looks much like you described these last several appearances where they're not really competitive, let's say, and so just in many ways this coming season resembles very closely so many of the previous ones, that would be, by my count, if you start with Mitch Trubisky and move forward through Rodgers, six quarterbacks that would have gotten a crack at this job in one form or fashion that ultimately all did not work out. If that's the case, how much do you think that would erode Art Rooney II's confidence in Mike Tomlin's ability to correctly identify a player at that position, since they do want to draft one next year?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, you're right. You know, they had the situation in 2022 that was really bad from the start. You know, you bench Mitch Trubisky after four games, and you know, you go with a rookie after not giving him a lot of reps in training camp. So yeah, I would be with you, and I think Art would certainly agree with you on that. But it doesn't change the fact that Mike Tomlin has 2 years left on his contract, and he's going to be owed about $30 million over those 2 years. I think the pressure, honestly, at that point, goes on to Andy Weidel and Omar Khan to identify that guy. And I know Mike's going to be involved. He's going to be super involved once the season ends. But there are so many good quarterbacks coming out in this draft. Andy and Omar are going to be on the road a ton, starting in August, looking at all these guys, trying to figure out where they stack. And then when Mike and Arthur Smith jump in after the season, they'll have a better idea on who they want to look at closer, and it'll be well organized for them. So, you know, I do agree with you, but I think, you know, whether it's fair or unfair, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Omar and Andy to identify those guys to get them stacked for Mike when he does step into that process.
So that's an interesting dynamic that you present here, Ray, just laying it out in specific terms. Then who do you think will have more influence on who ultimately they do draft as their next quarterback? Omar and Andy, by filtering out maybe some of the guys that they just say no way to, that maybe Tomlin, if he saw that player more, might like? Or Tomlin at the end of the day and Rooney being heavily involved in that decision on draft night?
I think it's got to be like a unanimous thing on draft night. It's got to be Mike, it's got to be Andy and Omar, and it's got to be Art II. You know, they all have to be on the same page. And we all know what Mike likes. You know, he wants that mobile quarterback who's going to be able to do damage with his legs and also, you know, be a factor in the passing game. You know, fortunately for Mike, there's a lot of those guys in those drafts, you know, to varying degrees. You know, I think, you know, Sellers is probably the one.
That's my guy, Ray. That's my guy. That's the one. Sellers is my pick.
He's probably the most dual threat among all those guys, but all those guys can move. I mean, you're not playing at an elite level in college now unless you could at least do some of those things. Like even Arch Manning, I mean, that guy's a good runner, so he would fit in with the way NFL teams want to play as well. So, Mike knows exactly what he wants in a quarterback, so he's going to be involved. But I think Andy and Omar are going to have a big say in that as well.
All right, how about a couple quick hitters, Ray? You ready to end here? Just a couple very fast answer questions. More rushing yards in 2025, Caleb Johnson or Jaylen Warren?
I'll go with Jaylen Warren.
Will the Steelers' second leading wide receiver by yardage, basically we'll call it, be a guy who is currently on the – and it can't be Freiermuth because I mean strictly wide receiver. Will it be a guy who's currently on the roster right now or somebody still not with the team?
Yes, I'll go with Calvin Austin. He had like 550 last year. I think he'll get above 600 this year.
Well, that would be pretty good for Calvin Austin. T.J. Watt, I believe it was 11.5 sacks last year for T.J. Watt. His career high in sacks in one season, of course, is 22.5. So I will try to set a good over-under for him coming off of his worst full season of production. Over-under, and we hold you very firmly to these predictions you make in late June, Ray. I want you to know that.
Okay.
Over-under 14.5 sacks for T.J. Watt next year.
Oh, my number was going to be 16, so I will go over, Chris.
And the last one that I have for you, I was on a Milwaukee radio station earlier this week, and they gave me one of these over-unders that was wild when I heard it. The over-under for Aaron Rodgers' passing yards that this guy cited at whatever local casino they have was, I believe, something like 3,200. They might have said it at like 3,199.5.
Yeah.
Over or under that total? Because when I heard him say that, I was like, over, unless he gets hurt. What say you?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my first thought as well. Unless he gets injured, 3,200 for as much as they're going to pass. I mean, you heard what Arthur Smith said. They didn't bring him in here to run the wishbone. So they are going to be a passing team this year, and I think over 3,200 would be a good bet if you place that down at Rivers today.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the PG. As always, Ray, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Talk to you later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.